You are listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, WWGH 107.1 FM radio. You can also download free app on any electronic device. The free app is called TuneIn. Computers, cell phones, laptops, or computers, and download that free app called TuneIn and search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. It's a beautiful Monday here in Marion, Ohio, and today my guest will be our illustrious mayor of our city, Mayor Scott Schertzer, and we are waiting for him to call in. Until that time comes, I will open up the show with a thought for today. And if I can't finish this thought for today, I will read it later. The thought for today starts with, enjoy everything you do. Most of our time goes into pleasing others and making them happy. Often, despite our best efforts, we find that people do not appreciate what we have done. When we have tried hard to please someone, we feel disheartened and upset. Whatever I do is for myself. When I recognize this fact, I will never do anything just to please others. When I am content with the effort I put in, I will never be dependent on others' recognition of what I have done. When I enjoy everything I do, I will be truly happy. The more content I am, the more others will start appreciating my effort. So I may even read that thought for today again. At this time, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And as many of you know and recognize, and if you don't know, maybe you've been somewhere else, but I think our call is coming in now. Hello, caller.
Hey, it's the mayor.
Hey, it's the mayor. How are you doing this lovely Monday morning?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Sunshine sure makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Warm weather helps so many things, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I am kind of dreary of the dark days. We've had a lot of them lately, haven't we?
We have, yeah. Not just the weather, either.
I know. So, I did want to talk to you about the pandemic and how these things have affected us here in Marion, Ohio, and your take on things.
Well, look, I think this is a worldwide pandemic. We know that from watching the evening news. It's hit the United States especially hard. I think Ohio has done a very good job of fending it off. We've been hit hard here in Marion, not only city and county, and that's primarily due to the prisons on Marion-Williamsport Road, as you've been probably reading and your listeners know very well, that MCI, the Marion Correctional Institution, was hit hard, and that really kicked up the numbers for the entire county and didn't make us look good. But, you know, the most of those positive results came out of the Marion Correctional Institution. I believe we're starting to see those numbers come down. We're starting to see many of them who have tested positive recover from it. I do know that a good number of the prison guards, the correction officers and staff that had to quarantine for 14 days. They have personally also weathered the coronavirus. So, you know, shout out to all the corrections officers who work very hard to keep not only this community safe, but the entire state of Ohio safe under the circumstances. You know, the city has offered its assistance to Marion Correctional Institution. They have, you know, for the most part, politely declined. We have had the opportunity to assist them very, very little. But we wanted them to know that we stand ready to help in any way that we can as a community. Most people may or may not know that the prisons are inside the city limits of the Marion Municipal Corporations. But, you know, this community has embraced those institutions up there for many years, going back to the 1950s when MCI was built. And they provided great jobs for the Marion community, and we wanted to help out in any way we can.
Well, that's good. I know that probably has been one of the biggest concerns to you was the outbreak in Marion Correctional Institution.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I go back to probably 4 weeks ago talking to Chief Bill Collins of the Marion City Police Department, and that was a major concern of his. And so Chief Deem of the Fire Department, Chief Collins, and myself scheduled a conference call with Warden Wainwright at MCI and the Director of the Department of Rehabilitations and Corrections for the state of Ohio. You know, that was 4 weeks ago when we said we're here. We have since gone through the surge of positive cases. And I think that's what happens when everybody gets tested. Mm-hmm. You'll find that it's out there in the public more than anybody realizes when you test 100% of the inmate and the employee population, that you'll find that many people will test positive. And so I think that is a very telling sign for society as a whole, mm-hmm. to know that it's out there. You may be non-symptomatic. You may have a lesser version of the coronavirus, or you could get the more serious, you know, version of the coronavirus, where, you know, we know that that people have died. The death toll from this virus is considerably higher than anything that we've ever seen in a pandemic before.
Right. It really is, and I think that's one of the things that bother me a lot. You see so many people that do not want to comply with the orders and bucking against it. And I think that's our biggest problem over here in the United States, our freedoms and our rights when it comes to something like this, you know. And because we can't see it and they don't know how to accept the fact that this is unseen and it will affect you if you're not careful.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and that's quite a balancing act in a democracy that we have here in the U.S., that we do hold very dear our personal freedoms that the Bill of Rights has given all of us, and it's hard to give up those personal freedoms in a health emergency like we're experiencing right now. That's a challenge, and that's a balance that democracy has to deal with. And we've seen again on the evening news where in some states, including Ohio, where there have been protests against taking away some of those rights that we have. But, you know, I just think that I can tell you this. Every week I get a phone call here in the mayor's office where somebody is just absolutely petrified, terrified of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And then I get a call which is the complete opposite. You know, people thinking it's not real, it's not true. You know, I would rather err on the side of caution. I would rather wear my mask in public to ensure that I don't get it or I don't infect my family or others. You know, you keep hearing the saying on TV, you know, we're in it together, even though we're not physically technically together,
right.
It's not just for your personal health, but it's for your immediate family and family. It's for your neighbors, your friends, and your coworkers. And that's what makes up a community, and that's what we have here in Marion and in the state of Ohio. So I would rather not spread it to, you know, my nieces and nephews, right, to my neighbor, or to my coworkers. We've been modifying our work schedule here in city government, and we did this to minimize potential exposure to the coronavirus. But today is the first day where we have told our employees, look, everybody should come back to work. You work your normal hours at your normal workstation. But if you don't feel like you're ready to come back to work, you can still work from home, or you can use your sick time to take time off. So we're working through those work schedules and trying to be very flexible with our employees.
Okay.
And that's part of the challenge, because we're not open to the public. This stay-at-home order was extended until May 29th. So
okay,
the city hall and other government buildings will not open up to the public until the stay-at-home order has been lifted. And so that's why you'll see signs on the front door. You can still pay your city utility bill. You can do it online. You could have it automatically withdrawn from your checking account. You can mail it in. Or we have a drop box in between the two doors at the front door of City Hall. And a lot of people have just been coming up and putting it in the slot. And our city utility billing workers are still here processing those. And when it comes time to pay your income tax, if you've already done that, you can put that in the drop box as well. The income tax has been extended to July 15th to match the state and the federal government's deadline for income tax. But if you're sitting at home and you do your own income tax, you can file it and put it in the drop box.
That's good information. I dropped my garbage bill, that's what I call it, City of Marion Utilities, you know, in the box on the outside on Friday. And I think that's a great convenience, whether we're going through a pandemic or you're just in a hurry.
You just want
to drop your bill off, and I use that quite frequently. How do you think, Mayor, our governor has handled this situation, and is there anything that you would do different?
Well, I think for the most part, what I have said all along is I'm going to rely on public health officials, and I'm going to rely on the medical community to advise when it comes to policies in government. And you know, I'm no expert on infectious disease, pandemics, or anything,
right,
but the medical community, the public health community, they're the ones that have the best and most recent knowledge when it comes to this. And I think the governor is relying on the same areas that I would as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Has he done everything the way I think he should have? Of course not.
Right.
But I will tell you, for the most part, what he has done, I think it's the right thing. I think his slow rolling opening, soft opening, whatever we're calling it, in the month of May is probably the best way to do it. The way we stepped into the stay-at-home order is probably the way we're stepping out of it right now, where he slowly opens up certain types of businesses. Of course, today, May the 4th, it's a day where certain types of doctor's offices, medical offices, certain types of surgeries, elective surgeries can be done. We know that on May 12th, I believe it is, retail will be able to open up. And I think that in that time between now and say, about 7 to 10 days after May 12th, we'll give him some statistics on which businesses do we open up next.
Right.
And, you know, I know this is a burden on the service industry when it comes to restaurants and hair salons and any service-oriented job that has been hit the hardest. And I can't imagine having to support my family on a job like that, but there are so many Marionites and Ohioans that do that, and it is a huge challenge. But I think the slow rolling opening is probably the safest and the healthiest way to do it. I was a little concerned about his decisions when it came to the election, but that may have worked out okay. You know, we're making a lot of decisions based on things that we've never done before in our lifetimes.
That's true.
And you make the best decision with the statistics and the information that you have at that moment, because you have to make sometimes minute-by-minute decisions. So, you know, has the governor done a good job? I'm going to say yes. Do I agree with everything that he has done? The answer is no.
Right.
But for the most part, he's made the right decisions, and they're challenging decisions.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. You know, so that's how I look at it, and I would hope by June that everything is open, but I don't know that.
Right.
You know, we talked here a lot recently about opening up the Aquatic Center. Well, Memorial Day weekend would traditionally be the first big weekend of the city pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen this year because of the stay-at-home order.
Right.
And we don't know at this point whether we'll be able to open up the pool, because there'll be a certain point that if we don't get the pool open, we will take a huge loss on the pool, and we don't make money on the pool anyhow.
Right.
So this isn't the year to make a bad decision on opening up the Aquatic Center when we don't know what our revenues look like, since it's been pushed from April 15th to July 15th. So we want to make sure we make a good, healthy decision on opening up the pool,
right,
and also a good financial decision when it comes to opening up the Aquatic Center.
That's good. So how do you think that COVID-19, what effect has it had on jobs in our city?
Well, I will tell you this. Most of our jobs in the Marion community are industry, light industry, warehousing, or agribusiness.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those have continued to work throughout the pandemic because they've been considered essential.
Okay.
So when it comes to the city's revenue, we're not seeing that hard hit in loss of revenue. Most of the service jobs that are laid off right now, that's a very small percentage of the revenue that the city brings in to operate in its general fund budgets. So, knock on wood, we're doing okay. We're also taking part in some of the financial benefits passed by Congress,
mm-hmm,
and applying for certain grants for the airport, the police department, the transit department. We're tracking all of our expenses that we have had because of the pandemic. We would not have ordinarily spent that money on certain things. And we'll apply for reimbursements to the federal government for those expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get reimbursed for a large percentage. We figure anywhere between 85% to 95% of those expenses will be reimbursed. And that's money that was already budgeted for in those departments. So they'll be reimbursed those expenses, plus the grants that we're getting, you know, and then with the income tax revenue coming in July, we're hopeful, we're optimistic that the city's finances will hold strong. It won't be a bumper, you know, banner year for us when it comes to revenue, but we're not seeing the issues that other communities are that rely so heavily on service-oriented industries and jobs.
Well, that's good.
It's very good, because it's very worrisome. I've read where other mayors are challenged because they rely a lot on, travel and tourism. You look at a city like Sandusky, Ohio, which is where Cedar Point is. Cedar Point's not open, so they're not getting the municipal income tax.
Right.
They're not getting the bed tax. They're not getting sales tax up there because of travel and tourism, because tourism dollars are so big, and the local governments in that area around the lake are so dependent upon it. So we do not have that issue here in Marion. And strangely enough, that's a plus this time around in an economic downturn.
So, in other words, you're probably saying that our bounce back or reopening up doesn't look so grim.
Well, at this stage, I'm saying that we're extremely optimistic.
Great.
and that's about as far as I'll go at this point, because, you know, you can't predict what happens in a pandemic. So if we can get everything reopened in June, I think we'll be okay at this point. But then, you know, the healthcare professionals and the medical community, they have to be concerned about a spike because we've opened up. And I think that that's probably going to happen, but we need to keep that spike as low as we can and continue to practice the health protocols that Dr. Acton and Governor DeWine have been preaching to us on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, wear your mask in public. Take your temperature, 6-foot distancing, all those things as much as humanly possible to keep that spike low, because we are opening up the state of Ohio.
Right. So when it comes to crime in our city, has the crime rate risen or has it declined?
Well, during the stay-at-home order, we've actually seen a decline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think as things start to reopen, we'll get back to... You hate to say that there's a normal when it comes to crime stats,
right.
But we'll get back to what is considered normal crime statistics. So, no, we have not seen a spike because, thankfully, many people have been abiding by the stay-at-home order. But it was a gorgeous weekend. The stay-at-home order is still in place, and I saw a lot of people out running their errands.
I'm sure.
And they were allowed to be out. I'm not suggesting that they couldn't, but we need to be careful that when we get out back to the entertainment venues, the restaurants, the theaters, the things like that, that's when you have to be very careful. I mean, the stay-at-home order says 10 people or less right now, and
right.
That 10 people better be, you know, your family or people that you know very well, that they're not going out and exposing themselves to the virus and bringing it to, you know, your family.
Right. Absolutely. Let's go back to MCI and the governor's decision to send forth names or people that he thought would be possibly looking for a release in a certain amount of time. What did you, what was your thoughts on that, Mayor?
Well, I'll be honest with you, that is an executive decision of the governor. I don't know that there were really that many at the Marion Correctional Institution that would have applied for the guidelines that the governor had set in place for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're in a pandemic and you know that nearly 90% of those incarcerated have been infected with the coronavirus, releasing them out into the public may not have been the best time. Maybe the timing was off. Maybe they should have released early before the virus spread throughout the entire institution. So I think you have to look at each individual inmate and know what the crimes committed that they were found guilty of before you should do something like that. And I think that's what the governor did as well. I mean, I don't want the public or your listeners to think that he was letting out what one might call a hardened criminal who was convicted for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or life sentences.
Right.
So these were, I guess, nonviolent crimes is a term that was often used. But because there are so many infected with the coronavirus right now out there, I'm not sure releasing them out into the public would be the smartest thing to do at this particular moment.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's gone way too far now.
Yeah, sometimes I think that there'll be a post-coronavirus assessment, and, you know, one will ask, was this the right decision at this time of mm-hmm. the pandemic? Did we make the right decision here with the prisons?
Right.
You know, we have two prisons up there. They're both state-owned. One is state-operated, MCI, but one is privately operated in North Central.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the infectious rates at North Central so much lower than MCI? And that's a question that the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations will have to evaluate when this is all said and done.
Right. Okay, last but not least, while I still have you and your attention, this is in regards to the upcoming election. Joe Biden, he's the Democratic forerunner. And what do you think his chances are, and who do you think he'll choose as his running mate?
Well, you know, it is always dangerous this early to make a prediction. anybody that makes a prediction is doing it with their heart and not their head. So, but you know, I think you know my political persuasion. So, I think that Vice President Biden stands a very good chance of winning Ohio, and probably stands a very good chance of winning the election. Okay. However, you know, President Trump has a lot of support in this country. So we'll have to see what's in store for the country over the summer. How do we handle the economy? How do we handle the pandemic? What happens next fall? Do college sports and professional sports and high school sports start off on their normal schedules in late August and then September? I think those things will bear on the minds of voters come November of this year. I think getting a vaccine will be something that could be very pivotal in the election, even though neither the president or the former vice president have anything to do with the science and technology behind creating a vaccine. But that will be an important part as well. So with all of that being said, I think it's a toss-up right now. It's a 50-50, and we'll have to wait and see how things go throughout the summer and into the fall.
Can this pandemic be related to an act of war?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I've heard it made reference to an act of war. There are certain things and certain powers in the federal government that they have at their disposal because of an act of war. You may hear on the evening news where the federal government should have used some of their powers maybe differently, maybe sooner, maybe more aggressively. But I think definitely it's a form of war, but not the traditional sense that we think of war as we've learned in our history books. And I think that we will look back on this virus, and to fight this virus, it is a form of war, but it's not the traditional type of war that we have come to believe.
And I thought about that because I was thinking maybe President Trump could use that as a ploy to stay in power.
Well, I think the free and fair elections of a democracy need to continue. Even during World War II, there was a presidential election in 1940 and then again in 1944. So, you know, we hadn't declared war by 1940 when Roosevelt was reelected to, I believe, his third term at that point in time. But during 1944 presidential campaign, where Roosevelt was reelected and then subsequently had passed away the following year, I believe early in 45, we were, you know, kind of, we didn't know it at the time, but we were kind of wrapping up World War II. We were on the path to victory. But of course, we have the luxury of hindsight, and history tells us that we were near the end. I don't know that they saw that in 44 and 45, but I think that the election should continue, obviously, and that should not be a reason for any individual to declare any type of martial law, if you will, to stay in public office. I think the backlash from that might be greater, and more of a negative than a positive.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for your
time today,
your optimism, your insight, and your encouragement to the citizens of Marion, Ohio. And it really didn't sound so grim after talking to you.
Well, just remember the stay-at-home order, and this is not only for you, it's for the whole community. And I know that Marion is strong, and the economy is looking pretty good right now, even though a lot of folks are unemployed from the restaurant workers and cooks and in the service industry. But I think we're going to bounce back from that as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was our illustrious mayor, Scott Schertzer of Marion, Ohio. And we are thankful for his optimism. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I like to be optimistic. Although no matter how grim it may look sometime, I'm optimistic that it will turn around for my good or for the good of our nation or for the good of our people and our families. Because all is not lost. God is still on the throne and he is still in control. And there are a lot of things that he said that we need to be mindful of and be careful of and be vigilant still. Wear your mask in public. Continue to wash your hands. Okay? And only stay out as long as you need to. Don't stay out too long. I think a lot of that has to do with the weather being warmed up too. And I think that the COVID-19 may just linger a little longer in spots where people may be infected because of the warm weather. It doesn't seem like it goes away because the weather is warmer, no matter how hot it may get. You look at Florida, you look at Alabama, Georgia, California. It's still on the rise, people that are affected. You know, Ohio is a semi-warm, semi-cold state, and our numbers of infected people may not be as high as other cities, nor our death rate is low, which is 4, which I checked, I think, early this morning. And still, that's good. And I think that's because of our governor and how he has stated and insisted that we stay at home. And I'm like this, if you don't want to wear a mask, stay at home. Be mindful of other people and your own family. You may go out and get infected, but, you know, maybe that's okay for you. Maybe you feel okay if you go out and get infected and bring it home to your children and lose someone that you really love and care about or see them so detrimentally sick, you know, that it just takes so much to recover from this COVID-19. Okay, so we did cover a lot of areas with the mayor, and I hope that you have been satisfied with his answers and his reaction, because he is very optimistic as far as things look right now that we will be able to open without a lot of problems. And he did mention that the pool will not be open because of the stay-at-home order. And that is something that we all look forward to every Memorial Day, the beginning of the opening of the pool in September 3rd, which is Labor Day, which is the closing of the pool. So hopefully the pool will be able to be open sometime this year before it's time to close it. All right. So I'm going to continue on with some things. COVID-19, what a way to start 2020. How do you feel about that? Well, I think 2020 has a lot of things in store for us, the unexpected. And I know people were saying that 2020 meant a better vision, a better way to look at things and accept life and the things of life. No one had thought for one moment that 2020 would be COVID-19, coronavirus, a pandemic. Oh my, what is that about? Nobody in their right minds, or even if they're not in their right minds, would have never even dreamed up something like that. And like the mayor says, it's new. Like our president said, it's new. And he's being bashed like left and right and left about his reactions to the COVID-19, the pandemic. We saw a lot of things going on over in China. We saw people dropping to their knees like flies. We saw one of the main doctors, they showed him on TV and how he was saying that they didn't want anyone to know about it. And he had his mask on and he died. You know, a lot of people died over there. Should China have said something about it a little more to alert the world? Yes, I do believe so. I do believe so. But looking at it from afar, you don't know if all those things are real that was going on until it came over here. And then you're trying to and I think he was trying to keep people from being panicking. Because when people panic, oh my, people can stampede like herds of bulls rushing in Spain, and you know they even canceled that event. The running bulls or the rushing bulls, how they run down through the streets. And, you know, I used to love to watch that every year, but they canceled that, you know. So COVID has brought us a lot of changes and hopefully some good new changes that we will be able to adopt throughout our everyday lives. Let our hands be cleaner, you know, and get to a point where, you know, when you go out and come in, you clean your hands, you wash your hands, because your hands can get contaminated if you don't wear gloves. Now, a lot of people are wearing gloves, and then when they get home, they can peel those gloves off and drop them right in the trash and then go to the sink and wash their hands. But I'm learning that a lot of people are rubbing their hands dry, and that's causing chafing or chaffing, however you call it, and rough hands and sore hands. So let's use a mild antibacterial soap, okay? And let us pat our hands dry. Let's stop wiping them dry. My daughters would say, Mom, my hands hurt so bad. Let's try wiping them dry. Maybe putting a little Vaseline on them or some Gold Bond ultimate treatment on our hands. But let us stop rubbing our hands on a towel or a paper towel or even a soft cloth, because you're washing them so much, they're getting irritated. And everybody's coming out with these new ideas and new products for your hands. But I'm finding that patting my hands dry, they're healing, as a matter of fact. Applying Vaseline on them or Gold Bond on them. You know, and also found that using, I think I mentioned this last week, pumice on your hands, like foot scrubs, stuff like that. And I think they may have it for your face also. I think they do. Use it on your hands to rid that dead skin in between your fingers, the back of your hands, around your thumbs and all that, and your nails. Rinse that really, really good. Use a soft soap. Wash your hands again and rinse it really, really good. And pat your hands dry. Then apply your lotion, your cream, or your Vaseline on your hands. And you will begin to feel that your hands feel much better. This has been an exciting, not without event, year so far. This is the beginning and opening of the opening of our world in the United States and in our community. But right now, the stay-at-home order in Ohio still is in effect until May 29th. Don't underestimate that. Stay-at-home order is still in effect until May 29th. But the mayor or the governor still wants you to be responsible, be careful, don't take anything for granted, especially COVID-19. Because you can't see it, you can't stop it. You know, and the only way that they have found that we can keep this at bay right now are the techniques that they have given us to follow. But most importantly, stay at home. If you do not have to go out, stay at home. If you're out, do not stay out too long. Stay at home. Because I was out Friday. I think I was out way too long because I became sick. I became so sick, I thought I had the COVID. I became so sick. But, you know, I had to fight that. I had to get up and fight that. I had to take Benadryl. I had to take cough syrup. I had to take Tylenol over the counter, 500 milligrams. I was aching so bad. My muscles were aching so bad. So then I got up under my electric blanket and came to a sweat. And, oh, my God, did I ever feel better. You know, so let's not stay out too long when we have to go out. Let's make our trips safe, kind of fast. Do what you got to do. Get what you got to get. Get out of there. Go home. Stay home. And right now, we know that children will not be going back to school in this academic school year. So that ends. Matter of fact, May 18th, May 20th would have been the last day of school anyway. So it really didn't make much difference to stop everything and try to start up the system all over again, because we're already in a system that's working right now for the children who are out of school. And we look forward to maybe readmission to schools and colleges in August when school starts up again, September time. I am so glad that the mayor called, and I feel better about a lot of things, because a lot of times we do not know and understand what's going on until we hear it from a top official. Again, I'm going to bring to you this thought for today, and it is titled, Enjoy Everything You Do. Most of our time goes into pleasing others and making them happy. Often, despite our best efforts, we find that people do not appreciate what we have done. When we have tried hard to please someone, we feel disheartened and upset because we feel like we're not appreciated. But you know what? You are appreciated. Sometimes people find it hard to say thank you, or, you know, I need you, or you know, I'm more comfortable with even doing things for you. Sometimes, you know, we just have to do things out of our own heart. You know, and hopefully people will see I'm doing this out of my heart because I do care for you and I do love you as a person. You know, and it's just so hard for some people to open up out of their mouth and say, I care about you. You know, I need you as a friend, as a person. I need you. I don't need you to quit now, and I don't need you to take everything I say at face value, but some people do, and we don't need that. And I guess that's because I am what you call an analysis. I analyze people and what they say and what they do, and sometimes I go too deep, sometimes I don't go deep enough, you know, and sometimes I spend too much time thinking. I don't know if you're that type of person, but I know that I have been. Okay, so try to learn from my mistakes and don't take too much time thinking, okay? Whatever I do is for myself. When I recognize this fact, I will never do anything just to please others. When I am content with the effort I put in, I will never be dependent on others' recognition of what I have done. When I enjoy everything I do, I will be truly happy. The more content I am, the more others will start appreciating my effort. Boy, that would be so nice, wouldn't it? Appreciate my efforts. Appreciate the time that I put in with you as a person. And we just want to say to those who have bereaved families, we send out our thoughts, our prayers, and our condolences to you, especially at TV 39. Thank you for all that you have done for our community and for the people of God. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People for our special segment with our Mayor Scott Schertzer, Mayor of Marion, Ohio. Thank you so much once again. Thank you for tuning in. This is Linda Sims from WWGH 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the